the weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-50s. For Thursday and Friday, sunny skies, temps mid to upper 80s. Right now, it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA shows that 59% of the nation's corn is now mature, 10 points higher than the five-year average. The dented now at 95%. The average is 90. Corn harvest nationwide now at 8% as of Sunday. Five-year average is 10. Last year at this time, we were at 6% complete. Kansas has 16% of their corn now picked as of the end of the week, and Nebraska is at 10. Corn condition remains just about the same at 61%. Now good to excellent nationwide. Soybean dropping leaves at 59% nationally. 6% of the soybeans have been harvested. 2% in Kansas and Nebraska now 10% complete. And soybean condition at 63%, the same as a week ago. Cotton Bowl opening in Kansas now at 41%, a little bit ahead of the five-year average, and the cotton harvest yet to start in Kansas. Sorghum coloring now 92% complete, 91 is the number in Kansas. And corn sorghum mature, 51% nationally, 3 points above the five-year average. Sorghum harvest now 27% complete, the majority of that in Texas. Kansas and Nebraska both show 2% complete. And winter wheat planted now 20% nationally. That's just a point ahead of the five-year average. In Kansas, 14% is complete. And in Nebraska, 40% of their wheat has been planted. And 3% of the nation's wheat has now emerged. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There's a certain way of doing things in our rural communities that we cherish. We respect one another and listen to one another. That spirit of neighbor helping neighbor is alive and well. The politicians in Washington could learn a lot from folks around here. My name is Barbara Bollier. I'm a doctor, a state legislator, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate to bring that Kansas cooperativeness to Washington. I'll work with both parties on the issues that matter most to people's lives. Immediate loans to small businesses and farmers so they can keep people on payroll. Reliable broadband internet so our ag producers can access the modern marketplace. Strong public schools, keeping our rural hospitals open, and more affordable and accessible health care options. As a doctor, I'm not driven by partisan politics. I look at the facts, bring people together, and get things done. That's the approach I'll take in the Senate, and I hope to earn your support.
Paid for by Bollier for Kansas.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During her latest COVID-19 press briefing, Governor Laura Kelly pushed her agenda to expand Medicaid in the upcoming legislative session, saying that we need affordable health care as Kansas is an island surrounded by states that have already expanded the program.
We have become an island in the Midwest, the only state in the region to have not expanded Medicaid. We must provide prospective employers with certainty that their employees and their families will have access to affordable health care. Our steady path to economic growth is dependent upon healthy Kansans.
Critics of the Medicaid expansion program say it may be too expensive for the state, especially during times of COVID-19 and financial hardships from Kansans. In other news, authorities have identified a child killed in a triple shooting in Kansas City as a one-year-old boy, making him the city's youngest homicide victim this year. Cake News reports that Tyrone Payton was in the backseat of a car with three other adults when someone opened fire on their vehicle yesterday afternoon. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade, regardless. regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com. Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock GTO 464 MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation. Be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets, you'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska prison officials have announced that five more staffers in the Nebraska Department of Corrections recently tested positive for coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release that four of those testing positive work at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. The fifth works at the Diagnostic Evaluation Center, also in Lincoln. A South Central Nebraska man has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for possessing child pornography. Federal prosecutors say that 65-year-old Robert Rose of Guide Rock was sentenced last week in Lincoln's federal courthouse. Nebraska State Patrol investigators searched Rose's home in July of 2018 and found more than 600 sexually explicit images and videos of children, including infants and toddlers, on Rose's laptop. He was also ordered to pay $3,000 in restitution, and Rose must register as a sex offender. Mid-America Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sported Sorento and Soul through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID-19 challenges continue with word the Chapman and Abilene schools suspended classes Monday. That affected scheduled Marysville High School activities, including cancellation of JV tennis Monday and junior high volleyball at Chapman Thursday and Abilene October 3rd. No word as yet on any change to the Marysville-Chapman varsity football game here Friday. Three active COVID-19 cases in Marshall County as of Monday, with 17 recoveries. Washington County still reports just a single active case, with 16 recoveries. Nemahal County now has 19 active cases and reports 64 recoveries. The Beatrice Medical Center Clinic was closed Thursday and Friday as a precaution, with additional cleaning for potential coronavirus exposure. Reportedly, staff members of the clinic may have been affected. No additional details were released, and the facility was to reopen this week. Washington County authorities made two drug arrests September 13th with a traffic stop in the 600 block of K-9. A Houston, Texas man, Jacob Ibarra, was arrested on pending charges of marijuana and drug paraphernalia possession, criminal use of weapons, as well as driving without a license or insurance and speeding. He's being held in the Washington County Jail on $2,500 bond. A passenger in the vehicle, Jose Soto of Lynn, was arrested on marijuana and drug possession charges and is awaiting extradition to ICE. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. A $2,500 contribution was approved to the County Fair Board for updates to Floral Hall. They discussed the Special Parks and Recreation Fund, which receives approximately $3,000 annually. The board discussed allotting existing funds, with each commissioner's district receiving one-third toward park improvements. No decision was made at this time on those existing dollars. After much discussion, a motion passed 2-1 to give $10,000 to the Bark Park, proposed in Marysville, to go toward fencing out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund. The motion passed 2-1 with Commissioner Holly voting no, indicating that he was in favor of a $5,000 contribution level matching the city of Marysville. The city and county funding, along with private donations, amounting now to some $28,000, which would fund over half the anticipated costs involved in completion. The board set a deadline of September 24th for any further applications to be submitted for federal coronavirus grant money. Currently, $36,000 has been approved and distributed, which leaves a total of $96,000 available to qualified applicants. There are currently two active applicants. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioners' meetings last week consisted of mostly routine business. Pawnee County, Nebraska Commissioners approved the 21 budget at their last meeting, reflecting a nearly 3% increase to 25.985 mills, which will generate some $2 million. The county valuation showed an $18.5 million increase. Mildred A. Berger, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial Saturday at 12:30 at the Greenwood Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mildred Berger.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Constitution Week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States. Often cases that make it to the Supreme Court are disputes about whether a law goes against the Constitution. Once the Supreme Court has ruled a law unconstitutional, that law is dissolved and the case is closed. Only the court itself can reverse that decision. The power of deciding what is constitutional is called judicial review. This reminder during Constitution Week. From the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have Tropical Storm Beta affecting the southern parts of the United States along the Gulf, Texas into Louisiana, and this will continue to push off towards the east-northeast. We're actually seeing cloud cover that is moving in across the central parts of the Midwest from this system. And we have a frontal boundary across parts of the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like in our area, we're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies for today. A little bit of some clouds for tonight continuing into tomorrow, but we are going to continue to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week. Temperatures pretty much going up and down between the 70s and into the 80s. So across our area, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 70s, and Thursday and Friday sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature, late September 75, recent record high 92 in 2005. The average low 53, record low of 29 set in 1995. Sunset this evening 7:22, sunrise in the morning 7:14.
Is it autumn or do you prefer fall? It's all about the season with two names on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 22nd, the 266th day of the year. The autumnal equinox occurs today at 9:31 a.m. Eastern Time. Autumn or fall is the only season we have two names for. Ever wonder why? Centuries ago, spring and fall weren't considered seasons at all, simply quarters of the year defined by their primary events, Lenten and harvest. By the 16th century, the terms spring of the leaf and fall of the leaf were in vogue, spring and fall for short, but some English speakers had already adopted the French term autumn. Meanwhile, colonists arriving in the New World were clinging to the Saxon term fall. We're still sorting it out to this day, or more accurately, have learned to live with both. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Tuesday. Michael Franco hit the go-ahead single with two outs in the sixth inning, and the Kansas City bullpen shut down the St. Louis Cardinals from the fourth inning on, and the Royals rallied for a 4-1 victory over their cross-state rivals Monday night. Alex Gordon and George Soler also drove in runs for the Royals, who returned for their final homestand after getting swept in Milwaukee and were starting off with a playoff contender in the Cardinals. The last score from the Royals in the eighth inning.
Here's Soler. Ooh, nice. Jorge Soler hits one up the line, and he'll pick up his first RBI since returning from the injured list. And now the Royals lead by three in the eighth inning.
The final 4-1 Royals over the Cards. They're back in action tonight. Schools across the state battling COVID to keep on track with high school football. Derby High School last night announced the entire football team is set to quarantine after two confirmed positive cases. Mid-American Network Sports.
Make the most
host of Summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The NFL fined several coaches $100,000 each and their teams $250,000 after Troy Vincent's strongly worded memo about face coverings was widely ignored in Week 2. The NFL warned teams and coaches last week that they had to cover their noses and mouths throughout their games so that they don't put the season at risk during the coronavirus outbreak. NFL players are taking daily COVID-19 tests, and teams are going to great lengths to make sure they play the 2020 season, but coaches have been defying the mandates requiring masks and face shields be worn at all times. Denny Hamlin starting his own race car team in partnership with Charlotte Hornets owner Michael Jordan and Bubba Wallace as the driver. The three-time Daytona 500 winner and top contender for this year's Cup title made the announcement on social media. The team will be a single-car Toyota entry aligned with Joe Gibbs Racing. Hamlin said additional details will be forthcoming. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller O'Dell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
An orange or yellowish-orange powder on your lawn that leaves an orange residue on your shoes means your grass is infected with rust fungal disease. But don't fret, a change in the weather and proper care can usually keep this disease in check. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Newly seeded and lawns weakened by inadequate fertilization and drought are most susceptible. Excessive rain that depletes soil nitrogen can also lead to problems with rust. A wide range of weather conditions favors this disease, increasing the risk to your lawn. Cool nights with heavy dew and frequent rains, as well as warm, cloudy, and humid weather, followed by hot, sunny days, create a rust-friendly environment. Fortunately, as new lawns mature, weather improves, and proper fertilization is followed, the rust fades away. Just be patient and reseed any dead areas in spring or fall with a mix of disease-resistant grass varieties. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
On the surface, the old train station in Springfield, Illinois may not seem to be that important. However, when you consider the bookends it represented in Abraham Lincoln's presidency, you see why so many people still travel here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Abraham Lincoln left Springfield, Illinois, 3 weeks ahead of his inauguration in the nation's capital.
On February 11th, Lincoln's picked up. He's in horse and buggies, taken out to the train depot. It's raining. A crowd is there. And so he gives an impromptu speech.
Tom Schwartz says Lincoln made good use of those moments at the train station,
saying farewell to his friends in Springfield, indicating that he faces a task greater than Washington and that, you know, he may not return, which ended up being very prophetic.
Lincoln never returned to Springfield, Illinois during his presidency. He died on April 15, 1865. The funeral train left Washington on April 21st and retraced much of the route Lincoln took from Springfield to D.C. back in 1861.
His body was brought back on May 3rd, along with his son Willie, who died in Washington in February of 62.
The train depot served as bookends to Abraham Lincoln's journey to and from the White House. Those in Lincoln's hometown had 24 hours on May 3rd and 4th to pay their respects to the president.
In a 38-hour period, over 75,000 people passed his remains on display in the old state capitol, Springfield, at that time a town of about 12 to 15,000.
Lincoln's tomb at Oak Ridge Cemetery remains a highly visited site in this city today. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate, plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, one-and-one-half-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Migrating waterfowl bring a risk of spreading disease to backyard poultry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Strong biosecurity practices are your best defense as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
The devastating avian influenza outbreak from late 2014 to mid-2015 was linked to migratory wild birds, especially waterfowl, that can carry highly pathogenic avian influenza and Newcastle disease. They shed the viruses in their saliva, nasal secretions, and feces as they fly south for the winter. The diseases can transmit to backyard poultry if they come in contact. Brian Jordan is an assistant professor of poultry health and production at the University of Georgia. He says good biosecurity is always your first line of defense.
Making sure that if you have geese flying over next to your chicken coop, that there's a clear barrier between the two areas, keeping your birds enclosed as much as possible so that they are physically separated from commingling with other birds. If you are going out into some of those areas, making sure that you're taking the proper biosecurity precautions, cleaning and disinfection of your clothes and your shoes before you come back into your flock.
Birds simply flying over your place is not a huge concern, and there's not a whole lot we can do since we can't redirect their migratory pathway. Keep a close eye on your flock during this time and watch for warning signs of avian influenza or a virulent Newcastle disease.
They are both respiratory viruses, so typical respiratory signs may precede the infection, although with high-path AI and with your virulent Newcastle, because they are so aggressive, a lot of times you won't see the traditional respiratory signs. You will just see hemorrhaging and mortality.
If your birds are sick or dying, report them to your local veterinarian or extension office. Learn more about protecting your flock during migration at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
As students are preparing to return back to school, whether in person or virtually, Beatrice Health and Rehab wants to say welcome back and have a great school year. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the Water Tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
Just a woman. Help me believe in all I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Then, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm
As always, Building Tech Incorporated is proud to support the education of our local students. And whether virtually or in person, here's to hoping it's a safe and wonderful year. Welcome back. From Building Tech Incorporated in Beatrice, we offer tough, affordable metal buildings that are built to last.
Eleanor Roosevelt said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, God has a purpose for each of us, future hopes and dreams, and He gives us different tools along the way to help us live a meaningful life. Do you dream about helping others or starting a ministry? Maybe you'd like to volunteer more often. It could be you want to go back to school to get a degree or further training. Whatever your dream is, start at the end and work backwards. Be specific about what you want. If you want to continue your education, figure out what financial resources you need to make it happen. If you want to volunteer more, figure out if you can manage your money in a way to cut back on your hours at work. If you want to start a nonprofit, well, start networking with others who are passionate about the same thing you are. Keep your dreams close to your heart and create a roadmap to accomplish them. When you have financial clarity, you'll be able to live a more purposeful life.
This is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and today we'll talk about stress on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A lot of farmers and ranchers will admit, if pressed, that they are under a lot of stress. Emily Kreckelberg sees it in her work with University of Minnesota Extension.
What we see a lot of in agriculture and in farming right now, in my personal opinion, is severe stress on people's mental health. Not mentally ill, but in poor mental health. And if we don't intervene, it is possible that people can move into mental illness. Things like diagnosed depression, anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, OCD, bipolar depression, manic depressive disorder, all of those things.
Kreckelberg says stress caused by the pandemic is just a part of the problem.
It's not just one thing at once. It is four things at once, five things at once, six things at once, right? And it just never seems to stop. I know that the COVID-19 outbreak, that has really thrown a lot of people a curveball and added an immense amount of stress to an already stressful situation.
If you or someone you know is suffering from stress on the farm or ranch, I have a list of resources on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com that might help. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There's a certain way of doing things in our rural communities that we cherish. We respect one another and listen to one another. That spirit of neighbor helping neighbor is alive and well. The politicians in Washington could learn a lot from folks around here. My name is Barbara Bollier. I'm a doctor, a state legislator, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate to bring that Kansas cooperativeness to Washington. I'll work with both parties on the issues that matter most to people's lives. Immediate loans to small businesses and farmers so they can keep people on payroll. Reliable broadband internet so our ag producers can access the modern marketplace. Strong public schools, keeping our rural hospitals open, and more affordable and accessible health care options. As a doctor, I'm not driven by partisan politics. I look at the facts, bring people together, and get things done. That's the approach I'll take in the Senate, and I hope to earn your support.
Paid for by Bollier for Kansas. KNDY.
Hello and good Tuesday.
I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. More virus relief for farmers, ranchers, and biofuel producers is looking like a long shot before the November elections, and even some farm bill money could be in jeopardy. A possible deal between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the White House to replenish $30 billion in CCC funds in exchange for more nutrition aid for kids fell apart last week. House Ag Chair Colin Peterson told an AgriPulse conference that boosts the likelihood for a strike-down continuing resolution with no add-ons to keep the government open past September 30th.
It doesn't seem like it's coming together. I think it's probably most likely going to be a, you know, clean CR. And where these talks are going with this COVID situation, I really, you know, I just had lunch with the speaker, and she didn't seem like anything was going on that I could tell.
American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says AFBF will continue to fight for the CCC money needed for CFAP and other virus relief programs in a farm bill that had bipartisan support.
We've got many farmers and ranchers who have basically agreed in contract with the government with, to do certain things, whether that's conservation or agreements with PLC and ARC that they've signed up for, is really in jeopardy if USDA does not get basically a reimbursement to use the Commodity Credit Corporation to fund farm bill programs.
Adding to the difficulty is the worst political climate in years, compounded now by the ensuing bitter fight over replacing the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
All focus will be on the Supreme Court fight. Yeah, I mean, I think there was an expectation that CR was the last train leaving the station, most likely this week, and that not much else was going to happen until, a lame duck Congress. And so I think this just cements this.
Walmsley said, as farmers continue to farm and feed the nation during the pandemic, he argues they should not be used as a political bargaining chip. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning an A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sported Sorento and Soul through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expire 7.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Lawmakers from both sides of the political fence spoke out against the idea of using USDA funds to bail out refiners that are denied exemptions from the nation's biofuel blending laws. A report says the administration is considering up to $300 million in financial relief to refiners who were denied waivers from the renewable fuel standard, which requires them to blend biofuels into their fuel or to purchase credits for the 2019 compliance year. Five anonymous sources told Reuters the funds could come from within USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation. Now, that idea isn't sitting well with lawmakers because those funds are supposed to assist farmers and not the oil industry. Ranking Senate Ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again, this time to talk about the resignation and the retirement of the U.S. ambassador to China. A gentleman I got to know fairly well. I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The U.S. ambassador to China will step down early next month, ending a three-year tenure marked by the trade war and increasingly bitter relations between the world's two largest economies. Terry Branstad of Iowa, appointed by President Donald Trump in 2017, said in a statement recently that he would be leaving the office of ambassador. But I am proudest of our work in getting the Phase 1 trade deal and delivering tangible results for our communities back home. That was the statement of Terry Branstad. Ambassador Branstad, the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, has contributed to rebalancing U.S.-China relations so that it is results-oriented, reciprocal, and fair. China's foreign ministry said before the embassy announcement that it was aware of the fact that the ambassador was going to retire. He's a native of Iowa, and he got to know the vice premier of China, who visited his farm in Iowa on at least two occasions during the Chinese leadership. Branson, 73 years old, native of Iowa, and he was governor of that farming state for 22 years, but it came over two spans, from 1983 to 1999 and from 2011 to 2017. Early in his first term, he met Xi Jinping, now China's leader, when the then country-level Communist Party official visited Iowa on a 1985 trade trip and spent some time on Terry Branstad's farm. The president appointed him ambassador after a vacancy of several months, during which the embassy's number two official, David Rank, resigned after criticizing the Trump administration's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord. And soon after arriving in Beijing in June of 2017, Terry Branstad welcomed American beef back to the Chinese market. That came after a 14-year ban, saying, "I know it is a key priority of the president to reduce the trade deficit, and this is one of the ways we can do it." My relationship with Terry Branstad, I knew his father better than him, but I plowed against him in the World Plowing Matches in Iowa a couple of decades ago. I lost. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Linda's Insurance Agency asks if there are any changes to your farming operations. Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of insurance adequate? Do you need to add options? Any changes need to be made on policy change forms by September 30th. For additional details, contact Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Young farmers have a lot to think about when starting their farming business. Stay tuned for financial tips that can make the process easier on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
To get started in agriculture, young beginning farmers have lots of enthusiasm and energy, but may not have the capital or financial savviness to get off on the right foot.
Alex White is an advanced instructor of dairy science at Virginia Tech and also a financial consultant for farms and small businesses. He says young people tend to think financial matters are too difficult or confusing, so they don't know where to start. They also think they have plenty of time to do it. But step number one in the financial process is to make the time now.
Every week or every month, whatever fits their schedule, slot some time just to take care of your personal finances. If you don't, it's just not going to happen. Sort of like going to the gym. If it's not on your calendar, it's really tough to get there. Once you do that, then I'd say the next step is setting goals. That is crucial. Financial professionals can't help you if you don't know what your goals are.
Start with your long-term goals. Once you know what you want to do 5, 10, 20 years down the road, set shorter-term goals to move you in that direction. White says it's also critical to have health insurance, an emergency fund, and a good idea of how your money is being spent.
They need to build a monthly living budget for their household, just to have some idea of what it's going to cost them to live for the month. And I realize it'll be different by the month, so just sort of come up with an average. Or if they want to do like a quarterly budget, that helps them figure out how they want to use their money. Next thing, I'm going to ask them to track their expenses for a month so they actually see how they're spending their money. And then compare that to the budget.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more financial tips for young farmers at agriculture.com.
Harvest time, the payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station and AgView.net.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through the lunch hour, still more of the same. Some slightly higher numbers through the grains. However, the soybeans have dipped into the negative territory and still a mostly lower to mixed day in the livestock. Live cattle still lower numbers as October drops 30 cents to 106.40. December on $110.30. That's a 30-cent drop for the day. Feeder cattle seeing a triple-digit drop in places. However, the month of September is up 45 cents at 141.52. October sitting at $140.77. That's a triple-digit loss, down 147. Big day for the hogs, though. October lean hogs up a full 295 to 68.55, and December up 287 at 64.42. Throughout the grains, though, the corn complex back into the green, with December corn up a quarter cent at $3.70 a bushel, March into next year at $3.79 and a half, also up a quarter cent for the day. Slight gains all across the wheat complex. Kansas City wheat specifically sees the month of December up 3 and a half, back to $4.90 and three quarter cent. March into next year is back over $5 a bushel at $5.01 and three quarters. That's up 3 and a half. However, through the midday point, we have seen the soybeans dip back into the negative territory. November beans down 2 and three quarters to 10.19 and three quarters after a big drop yesterday. January beans down 2 and a half to 10.25. Soybean oil also still in the red. October down 37 points at 33.90. But soybean meal sustaining a slight gain. October up 180 at 335.20. Look at the energy markets here. It's turned mostly negative. Crude oil after a slight gain throughout the morning. October back down to $39 a barrel. That's a 31 cent drop. Unleaded gas is down 2 cents, sitting at 115 a gallon. And heating oil at 108, that's down a penny. Natural gas also with a slight loss, currently down 1 at 182. Gold and silver are mixed, with silver up 12 cents an ounce, selling at $24.42, with gold down 480 at $18.97.30. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sporting Sorrento and Soul through KMF by 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorrento LX, stock number K8696, 5,500 factory rebate, 2,500 dealer discount. Expire soon.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.